Today is Thursday, February 8th. We'll tell you about one of the most highly anticipated cases in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Starting today, justices are hearing arguments into whether former President Trump should be disqualified from the 2024 presidential race. Also, what's next now that a bipartisan border bill has failed in the Senate? Plus, the arguments for and against a new rule cracking down on soot, the long-term impact of dry January, and Disney's new ventures into football, Fortnite, and Taylor Swift. Those stories and even more news next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The fate of former President Trump's attempt at a White House comeback is now in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the justices are hearing arguments in Trump's appeal of a Colorado Supreme Court ruling. It's the one that decided he's not eligible to run for president again, since it says he violated a provision of the Constitution that prevents those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. They pointed to his actions leading up to January 6th Capitol attack and ultimately decided he helped insurrectionists for the purpose of preventing the peaceful transfer of power. Trump's lawyers appealed, saying that part of the Constitution was not meant to apply to the president. They also say the question of who is covered under the once obscure clause should be decided by Congress, not unelected judges. And finally, they argue the Capitol attack was not an insurrection, and furthermore, that Trump didn't engage in anything on January 6th except exercising his right to free speech. So his defense team is expected to argue all of that. Ultimately, the U.S. Supreme Court could decide one of three things. One, that the Colorado High Court was right and Trump should be disqualified. Two, that Trump cannot be disqualified, which could end this case and dozens of similar ones around the country. Or three, they could decide not to make the final decision and leave it up to Congress to decide whether to certify his election win if he wins in November. But many legal experts say it's hard to guess exactly how they'll rule, since the U.S. Supreme Court has never heard a case like this before. We spoke with a legal expert about the details and potential outcomes of this case and her predictions on our special edition episode last weekend, and you can find that in your podcast app from Saturday. The U.S. Senate ended up voting down the bipartisan bill meant to tighten border security as well as fund Ukraine and Israel. Most Senate Republicans and a handful of Democrats decided to reject the legislation their leaders helped negotiate for months. Ahead of the vote, the bill's chief GOP negotiator gave an angry floor speech, saying he was disappointed some of his colleagues were deciding not to try to solve the border crisis simply because it's a presidential election year. He says some Republicans told him as much, since they've been getting lobbied by former President Trump, who has called the bill too soft and has been promising a better deal next year. Though many GOP lawmakers say, presidential year or not, this deal just did not do enough to secure the border. So now Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's moving on to Plan B, which is trying to pass Ukraine and Israel aid without border reform. He's planning to hold that vote today and believes it does have the vote to pass. Though, even if he's right, it's still not clear how the House will handle it. For now, House Speaker Mike Johnson just said, quote, "We'll see what the Senate does." Stay tuned. This week, a U.S. airstrike killed a militia leader behind the recent attacks on American forces. The U.S. military says it killed the Kataib Hezbollah commander and that there doesn't appear to be any collateral damage or civilian deaths. But afterward, crowds gathered in the streets of Baghdad chanting, "America is the devil." This comes after the U.S. carried out large-scale airstrikes last week against Iranian and Iran-backed forces in Iraq and Syria. U.S. officials described those strikes as only the start of their retaliation for the attack that killed three American soldiers. Since the American campaign started, Kataib Hezbollah has said it will halt attacks on U.S. forces, though other Iranian-backed groups have continued to target American bases, even as recently as this week. For the first time in more than two decades, Mexico has surpassed China as the leading source of imports into the U.S. The U.S. Commerce Department released new data this week that show the value of goods imported from Mexico rose 5% last year as compared to the year before, whereas goods imported from China went down 20%. As you know, economic relations between the U.S. and China have deteriorated in recent years. There was a dip in 2018 when the Trump administration started imposing tariffs on Chinese imports, arguing that China's trade practices violated global trade rules. And then there was an even sharper downturn during the pandemic. When supply chains were disrupted, companies wanted to seek supplies closer to the U.S. from friendly countries like Mexico. Still, China hasn't been totally cut off. It's still America's third biggest trade partner after Mexico and Canada. By the way, data also shows that last year, the top import into the U.S. was passenger vehicles, and the top export for the first time was oil. More news still ahead, including why today is a special one for remembering Kobe Bryant, a few new announcements from Disney, and more. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Skims. Okay, so I have been hearing about Skims for a while, and now that I'm actually wearing Skims, I can tell you it lives up to the hype. I got a bunch of items from their Fits Everybody collection, and I love it all. I'm pretty much obsessed. Everything I got, from my new favorite bodysuit to a variety of intimates, has this really amazing, wow-level, buttery soft fabric that I noticed right out of the bag, and it felt even better when I put it on. That material really, really stood out to me, and I love that there's something for everyone. Skims is creating the next generation of underwear for every body. It's even available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. So believe the hype, people. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The Fits Everybody collection and more perfect fit essentials are available now at skims.com. Plus, you can get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you, select podcast in the survey, and be sure to select our show, The Newsworthy, in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for a gift for your Valentine's or for yourself, Skims has just launched their best Valentine's shop ever, also available at skims.com, S-K-I-M-S, skims.com. Now back to the news. This week, the EPA finalized a new rule to crack down on soot pollution. That's the fine particle matter from tailpipes, smokestacks, construction sites, wildfires, and other sources. The new rule sets maximum levels of 9 micrograms of fine particle pollution per cubic meter of air, down from 12 micrograms that was established a decade ago under the Obama administration. To put it more simply, there's a new air quality level that states and counties will have to achieve in the coming years. And to do so, they'll have to be the ones to lower pollution from sources like power plants, vehicles, industrial sites, and wildfires. And that could make a big difference, since the EPA says soot pollution has been linked to asthma, irregular heartbeats, bronchitis, and even premature death. So it sees this change as being life-saving and money-saving to the tune of $46 billion in net health benefits by 2032. Environmental and public health groups praise the new rule as a major step in improving the health of Americans, but industry groups warned it could lead to the loss of manufacturing jobs or even shut down power plants or refineries. So business groups and Republican-led states are expected to challenge this new rule in court. To be continued. The largest survey of transgender Americans ever has given some new insight into the life experience of this growing demographic. More than 92,000 trans people took part in the survey from the National Center for Transgender Equity, and an overwhelming number of them, nearly 95%, say they have felt more satisfied with their lives since transitioning, even though they also noted some real downsides. Nearly a third of survey respondents said they had been verbally harassed in the last year. 3% said they were physically attacked because of their gender identity. When it comes to healthcare, almost a quarter said they did not see a doctor when they needed to in the past year because they were afraid of mistreatment. And in the workplace, more than a tenth of people said they had been fired, forced to resign, or otherwise lost their jobs because of their gender identity or expression. All that said, most of the people who responded said their immediate families were supportive. Today marks a special day in Los Angeles Lakers history. A statue of late Lakers legend Kobe Bryant is going to be unveiled outside of Crypto.com Arena, making him the 7th Laker honored with a statue. Today's date, February 8, 2024, is important too, since the 5-time NBA champion wore jersey numbers 8 and 24. And his daughter Gianna, who died alongside her father in a helicopter crash, wore number 2 on her basketball team. To mark the occasion, the Lakers will wear uniforms that Bryant himself helped co-design at tonight's game against the Nuggets. Disney had a series of announcements for fans and investors this week. First up, a deal to invest $1.5 billion in Epic Games. It will bring characters and storylines from Disney franchises into one of the world's most popular video games, Fortnite. We're talking franchises like Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, and Avatar. And Disney and Epic plan to create new games and other entertainment around this partnership. CEO Bob Iger calls this Disney's biggest entry ever into the world of video games. The next announcement, Disney said Alabama's newly retired football coach, Nick Saban, is joining ESPN as an analyst on its College Game Day program, and he'll be contributing to coverage of the NFL draft. Also, Disney announced a release date for the sequel to the most streamed feature film of 2023, Moana. Moana 2 is set to come out in November. And finally, Disney Plus is going to get an exclusive cut of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert movie starting next month. Well, some of America's biggest pizza chains are having some fun with their deals this week ahead of the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day. Domino's has a Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce inspired Super Bowl deal. It's called The Perfect Combo, and it costs $19.89, a nod to Swift's 2014 album and the year both Swift and Kelce were born. People can also get the deal using promo code 1387, referencing Swift's lucky number and Kelce's jersey number. Or if you're looking for a way to end a romance, you might want to go with Pizza Hut. The chain has launched goodbye pies to, quote, ditch that awkward breakup combo and send a pizza instead. They'll be sent in a custom box with a broken heart illustration that leaves space for the person ending the relationship to sign their name. And the pizza inside will be a new menu item, the sweet yet spicy hot honey pizza. They're available now through Valentine's Day in New York, Chicago, and Miami. If you don't live in those cities, Pizza Hut says you can instead go to their website, get a breakup text drafted for your future ex, and then send it along with a Pizza Hut gift card. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, support for this episode comes from ZocDoc. Okay, so you know that feeling when you're around certain people in your life, or maybe when you're at work, you feel like you kind of have to filter yourself and not say what you want to say, or maybe you just feel judged sometimes. It should not be that way with your doctor. I really think it's important you can feel safe and honest with your doctor and actually feel like a team working together to do what's best for your body and overall health. And if you don't have that, or you're searching for that now, ZocDoc is a great place to find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable. ZocDoc makes it super easy to find more options that are right for you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. I go there especially to easily search for doctors of a certain specialty that also take my insurance and are nearby, and I love that I can compare reviews from there. So it's really convenient and simple to use. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy to download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book top-rated doctors today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Dry January has come to an end. A civic science study, though, says a quarter of Americans 21 and older successfully completed dry January this year, and it's thought to have some lasting effects since people have seen some positive changes. For example, weight loss, better sleep, energy and mood boosts, money savings, and so on. Also, people have learned some new habits, like being able to turn down drinks in social settings or replacing bar hopping with movie nights. And many found replacements like seltzers, mocktails, and kombucha. So experts say those are likely to stick around even if some alcohol does come back. CBS News spoke to some psychologists who offered advice. For those who do want to drink again, they suggest doing a so-called damp February, meaning just reintroduce alcohol with more moderation and mindfulness. And for those who have decided to commit to a sober lifestyle in the long term, they suggest identifying the reasons you might want to drink and then find other ways to meet those same objectives. They also suggest sharing your goals with friends and family. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.